Welcome to the podcast. Today we're diving into a fascinating topic that's essential for anyone who spends time in the world of command line interfaces. We're talking about the fish shell. Now, if you've ever struggled with complicated terminal commands or long configuration processes, then this podcast is for you. So let's start with a quick question. What if I told you there's a shell that stands out because of its user-friendliness and intelligent features? Yep, that's fish. All about making your command line experience smoother and more intuitive. Now, if you're wondering, why should I care? Well, let me give you a quick rundown of what makes fish so special. Fish, which stands for Friendly Interactive Shell, is designed to work on macOS, Linux, and more. Unlike many other shells, fish comes packed with features right out of the box. Syntax highlighting? Check. Auto suggestions as you type? Absolutely. Fancy tab completions? You got it. And the best part? No complicated configurations needed. Everything just works. Imagine being able to type out commands and have the shell predict what you might need next, kind of like a search engine for your terminal. Pretty cool, right? It definitely changes the game, especially for those of us who might get a bit overwhelmed by traditional command line interfaces. Speaking of installations, let's talk about how easy it is to get your hands on fish. For our macOS friends, you can just whip out Homebrew and run a simple command to install it. And for our Linux pals, there's a neat array of packages available depending on your distribution. Debian, Fedora, you name it. And if you find yourself on Windows, no problem. You can install it through the Windows subsystem for Linux. It's like fish is everywhere, ready to help you navigate the command line seas. Now, let's switch gears for a moment. For those of you who might be a bit more technically inclined, you might be interested in building fish from the ground up. It requires a toolkit, a mix of Rust, CMake, and some other goodies, but for many users, just grabbing a package will do the trick. Still, isn't it exciting to think that you can modify and build something like fish yourself? Before we wrap up, let's reflect a bit. With all these features, syntax highlighting, auto suggestions, the goal of fish is not just to make life easier, but also to transform the way we interact with our computers. It lowers the barrier to entry for those who might shy away from command line tools, making it more accessible to everyone. So the next time you're navigating your terminal, consider giving fish a try. What do you think? Could fish be a game changer in your tech toolkit? Thanks for tuning in today. We'll see you next time for more insights and explorations into the exciting world of technology. Until then, keep exploring and keep curious.